Blog Talk Radio.
Let me love, let me love, let me love you. Let me love, let me love, let me love you.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real.
Turn the lights off.
How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
That drop right through Collins, and when I'm stressed with them problems, I'm blowing stacks up in Onyx. I'm talking, sipping, serve, double cup. We was down, now we up. When you down, I pick you up. Marcy, Lago, Lambo truck. Highs with the lows, getting high in the rows. On them couches, spilling rose. Let me love you, fuck them hoes, huh? Got it on here, don't cheat yourself. You don't owe me, man, you owe yourself. Put your guards down, I love to help. But you can't love me till you love yourself, huh? She feisty with it, try to keep me in check like Nike with it. Cause her last boyfriend was shiesty with her. Rich and famous, life we live. Them long flights, them long nights, them sharp days, that Porsche white. Cop two for you, cop two for me. Promise we'll be for life.
Everybody's enjoying their weekend. This is the Gail Show, coming live from blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to Ciara, the co-host and producer. I just wanted to talk about tonight how to deal with unsupportive family members.
I think we all know from that title what that really means.
You know, because everybody has a family, you know, everybody has a mom and father, you know, even though it's situations where you probably, you know, don't live with your mother or father, or maybe you never got a chance to live with your father's side of the father, you know, family, or you didn't know the mother's side. You know, everybody has a family. But what matters is the family that you know and that you, you know, see occasionally during holiday season or, you know, just in general. So, you know, you always expect to have that support from your family, you know, when you're in school and do certain events and shows, or maybe, you know, like I said before, as you get older, you might start your own business or go in school. Anything that's important in your life, you always expect your family is supposed to back you up 100%. You know, no matter if they don't agree with what you're doing, they're still supposed to give their advice and their love and their best wishes sent your way, you know. So it's just hard when you have to deal with certain situations in life and you just feel like you're alone, you know. Yes, I do believe in God, and I do pray, and, you know, I do go to church and all that, and I feel like sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes you lose your faith. You know, you lose your faith because you feel like, wow, is God understanding my pain that I'm going through of not having a supportive family? You know, do my family realize they're doing can be affecting me? No, some situations where your family is not going to always understand. Because sometimes you have those family members that are just bitter and evil and jealous of your success. When I always felt like, I feel like everybody has their own talent. You know, I have friends that want to be lawyers. I have friends that want to be fashion designers, you know, that want to be into the acting and modeling career. You know, I have family members that are teachers and definitely a correctional officer. You know, everybody has their own talent. So my thing is, I don't see why people in general always tend to hate against you when you start something of your own. You know, it's like, come on, I have my talent, you have your own, maybe you just haven't found it yet. We all have our own talent that we can do. It's just sometimes it's easier to figure it out for some people, and in other people's lives it's not easier. You know, other people's lives don't really, some people don't really start their career until they're in their 30s. Some people don't start until they're in their 40s. Shoot, even people like, you know, with my mom, you know, they start later on in life. With my mom, she wants to do writing. This is her career. She writes books. So she, you know, it took her a while to figure out what she wanted to do, because my mom done plenty of other careers before that, you know. But it's like you pick a talent that you're passionate about, that you enjoy, that you know, really have fun with. You know, or, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a talent where you don't enjoy it, and, you know, then you tend to take it out on other people. But as a family, they're supposed to support you regardless. And the same as you, you know, your family too, you're supposed to support them too. But it's hard when you're in a situation where you feel like you're supporting everyone in your family, but they're not supporting you back. That's just not. I feel like it's taking advantage. When you're in that predicament and you feel that way, they always say it's best to, you know, talk it out with that situation, you know, with that certain someone, you know, and that's what I'm going to do very soon. Because, like I said, I mentioned before last week's episode, I truly feel like it's wrong when your family doesn't support you. It's just sad. It's sad. It's wrong. Is disappointing because you feel alone. You feel like if you don't have family, just think about it. If you don't have family, who do you really have besides, you know, God? But in general, who do you really have to actually talk to you, to actually, you know, motivate you, to encourage you, to say, listen, you can do it. Don't give up. You know, this is what you want in life, so go forth with it. I'm here with you to help you every step of the way. That is what family is supposed to do. They are not supposed to downgrade you and pun you and say, oh, well, what are you doing? Why do you want to do that? And, oh, how do you plan on getting the money for this? And, is this going to benefit you in the future? Is this a future career for you? Are you really sure? You know, you don't need nobody doubting your talent. If this is like, if you want to start your own business, do it. If you want to get you a new apartment, a different car, whatever that you need in life, and you feel like you have the strength to actually proceed on doing it, do it. Don't worry about what other people think. Do not worry about it, because life is too short to be worrying about, oh, what this one said and what she said and, oh, what they feel and what she feel, what he feel. No, it is your life. That's what you have to think about. It's your life. It's your decision. And you decide the choices that you make. And sometimes we put ourselves in situations where we decide to be, you know, supportive and loving towards one another that don't even deserve it. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. Because you feel like, okay, I'm supporting you, you know, every step of the way, but when I want to start something and do a talent that I love and enjoy, and I'm ready to be focused and put my mind towards it and all the time and effort and dedication towards it, you're just upset that I don't have time to talk to you like I used to, or you're upset that I can't spend time, quality time with you like I used to because I'm so focused on my career. You can't. You cannot be upset about that. You know, I just feel like sometimes certain family members be upset and envious of you, and you just wonder why. You know, I know I sit around and I think, I'd be like, what's going on? Why? Why are they so mad? Because I want to do something different in my life? Because I don't want to, you know, do the same routine daily, you know, that I've been doing year after year, because I actually want to have a foundation for my child or children in the future? You know, what's the problem? You know, it's sad when you just feel like, wow, I've done all that for nothing. You know, you feel like you spent all your time helping others and supporting them, and then when it's your turn, people want to just turn their back against you. People just want to ignore you, you know, or act like you don't exist. That's not right. And I believe in what goes around comes around. That's what I really believe in, that saying. I really do. And just worry about, if that ever happens to you, if it did happen to you, listen, you know what you have to do. You have to keep it moving and focus on better situations that will make you happy. That's what you have to do. You know, it's sad to say it, but it's the truth. It hurts. It really does. It really does hurt when you feel like that you want it. You want that love. You want that support. You want that loyalty. And when you don't get it from the people that you thought loved you, from the people that you grew up with, you sit back and think about, wow, what do I do now? You know, I pray to God, I ask him, like, what's the next step? You know, what can I really do to improve my relationship with my family? And sometimes you just can't. You really just have to let go and let God deal with them, because when the time comes and they see that you're being successful, and then they're going to want to come around. That's, you know, you always see that on TV shows and movies, everywhere. You know, I've seen it in life experience. You know, you'd be like, wow, where was you when I was struggling? Where was you when I actually needed you. I was crying, and I was, you know, definitely going through a lot of pain, and I needed someone to talk to and vent to, and you wasn't around because you were so busy being upset about certain situations that you can't change. You know, so it hurts. It does. But it's a new year, and you have to think about doing new things in life. That's how I feel. You know, new year, new changes, new people, and you just have to move on. And that's what I'm going to have to do because, like I said, everything I discuss is from life experiences or, you know, other people that I know that have been through it, and it's hurtful, but I know what I have to do. I know what I have to do to make myself happy, just like anybody else. You know what you have to do to make yourself happy. Why spend so much time sitting and wondering and thinking and stressing yourself out over other people that's just not caring about you? You know, think about that. While they out working and having fun, probably going to the movies and spending time with their, you know, their partners, or while they out going somewhere else, like other places, going to get ice cream, whatever they're doing to enjoy life. But, you know, you're over there sitting and debating, wondering what you're going to do and how you're going to fix it, and they're not even worried about you. And you're just like, this is just crazy, you know. And when you mention it to them, when you mention the issue that you have with them, sometimes you have family members that just pretend like, oh, I didn't know you was upset. Why? What happened? They just sitting there pretending like they don't know. You know what's going on. You know why I am addressing you and telling you how I feel about what you did. You know, sometimes people just pretend, and you know that they're lying. I know. I observe everything. I can just tell when you're acting funny and when you're moving a certain way or when you don't want to be bothered. I can tell. I just be like, oh, okay. You're just going to not talk to me and I'm going to do the same. You know, as I mentioned before, life is too short. It's too short. I've seen so many people that just passed away in these couple of few years, and I'm just like, There's no time to waste on being stressed out and depressed about situations you just can't change. You know, it's just what, you know, you're going to make your life more miserable. While that person or the other people that you're having, you know, your issues with, they're having fun. They're enjoying their life. They're not even thinking about it. They're moving on. So that's what you have to do. You have to move on and focus on what makes you happy. Forget about what other people think. Because at the end of the day, are they paying your bills? Just think about it. Are they putting money in your pocket? Are they out there working for you like you are? No, they're probably not. No. Nobody can work for yourself like you can, especially with a talent that you have. Think about that. Is it better to be sad and miserable all the time and depressed and stressed, or is it better to just be happy and focus what's better in life? What can you do to make sure that your future is secured? What can you do to build a foundation for your future generation? That's what is better to focus on. You know, not focusing on, oh, wow, okay, I guess my family's not going to talk to me. I guess they don't want to be bothered. You know, my topic discussion tonight is how to deal with unsupportive family members, just in case, you know, people just missed out. I'm having a few more callers. I was discussing how to deal with unsupportive family members. So in these situations where you deal with a family that you grew up around and you know, you always thought that they would be there for you, and sad when they don't. But as I said before, you know, it's like, what can you really do? You can't force no one to support you. You can't. It's like either you are or you ain't. You know, so at the end of the day, you have to focus on things that make you happy. You just have to. You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, it really hurts that I only have friends that are real family to me. I really do. Like, most of my friends are family to me, like my sisters, you know. Like, all my girlfriends, they're like my sisters. And they're the only one I could really vent to, you know, besides my mom. And, you know, I have siblings and I have a few cousins here and there. But it's like, you know what family members that you want to tune in and help you and in situations or, you know, just support you, whatever business you start or whatever you move, anything that you're doing, successful in life, you know, you always want that support from your family. And if you're not getting that, you feel like there's nothing to life. You know, you just feel like, wow, who can I turn to? If I don't have family, then, wow, who else can I really talk to? You know, everybody always has a few friends here and there. Everybody has, you know, at least one or a couple of friends that you can talk to. But sometimes, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same, you know. It's like your family is supposed to know you better than anybody. So when you're in situations where you feel like your family's not supporting you, it's hard to deal with that. It's hard. It really is. But you're just going to have to. Because I said it before, if you are alive, or, you know, if you made it through 2015 just, you know, started. But in general, I'm saying, you know, it's new month, it's February. If you are alive today, God really does have you here for a purpose, to serve. As I said before, you know, sometimes we start our careers at a young age, in our 20s, and sometimes we start as we get older, 30, 40, 50, whatever. And sometimes it's a short period of time where you can figure out what you want to do in life and what really, you know, motivates you to keep going. And then sometimes it takes longer. You know, you have to go through many talents to really figure out, okay, you know what, this is what I really want to do. This is what I'm going to focus on. This is what I'm going to dedicate my time into. You know, so you just have to figure out your talent. Figure out what do you really want to do? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that's going to make you wake up in the morning and think about doing it all over again? Like, oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. You know, what is it that is going to benefit you in the future? You know, like, for example, with this radio show. I like to talk. So that's why when my mom had first mentioned it to me about doing the radio show, I was like, okay, all right. You know, it took her a while to really, you know, talk me into it because I'm like, oh, my goodness, what are we going to discuss? You know, how do we, you know, work this thing? So it was a little challenging. But they always say, you know, everything that you do, you always have to work hard for it. So you can feel good about it when you actually earned it yourself. You know, is nobody saying, oh, yeah, I helped you get there and all this. No. It's you. It's all your work. And that's how I feel at times. I'm like, okay, I could do it. I'm getting used to it, feeling of it. I enjoy chatting with people. It's fun knowing other people's opinions and how they feel because they could be going through the same situation that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they dealt with it in the past and they can just give you some positive input to help you get through your situation. That's what I like. You know, let's talk it out. Let's have fun chatting about what we can do to make our lives better. You know, it's no fun. When I was younger, yeah, I used to sit around and be upset and be miserable about things. And I'm just like, as I got older, you know, my birthday just came in January. I realized, I'm like, it's not helping me pay bills, it's not helping me, you know, be a better mom. Like, no, I can't just sit around and just be upset and miserable about, you know, certain situations. I have to learn to let go, you know. Back then, yeah, I used to hold grudges on everything. I could be like, oh, no, this is too much. I'm mad, you know. Everybody has good days and everybody has bad days. That's how I feel about life. Like, there are certain situations where I felt like no one was there. No one. Like, I, you know, even though you can live in a household with people, that doesn't mean that they're always there for you. That don't mean that. You know, sometimes you feel like it's just you. You feel like, wow, I feel like I have to do everything on my own. You know, there's nobody to really motivate me or to push me into what I should do that could be successful. You know, you just, if you don't have that motivation or if you don't have somebody encouraging you that you can do better in life, then, you know, all you're going to do is be miserable your whole life. You're just going to be sitting around being miserable and watching everybody else get, you know, money and watching everybody else be happy with their success. And, you know, if you don't want that, then you know what you have to do. You have to make certain changes. As I mentioned before, you know, we really do reflect our parents. I feel like it really does start with the household. You know, or whoever you grew up around, your auntie, your grandma, whoever raised you, it all starts from that person. Whoever was your guardian, your parent that raised you, it starts from there. It starts from the household. You know, if you grew up in a household where everybody was always negative, like nobody didn't do nothing in their life, you know, everybody was just always mean, they never believed anything could happen for one another, you know, so as you get older, you're thinking, oh, yeah, nothing's going to happen for me. I started this new job, and I don't know if I'm going to keep it because I can't keep up with the training, you know. Or maybe you get a car and you believe that you ain't going to get another one, you know. Maybe you're having trouble with your car, and you're like, oh, I guess I'm not going to get another one because, you know, that person told me that my car is all messed up and there's nothing I could do. And, you know, you just be giving up because you're around certain people that keep telling you little negative stuff in your ear, and you're just believing them. Now, if you surround yourself with people that are doing things and that are, you know, trying to make something better of their lives, then you see a difference that's going on in their lives. You'd be like, wow, okay, maybe that could be me. Maybe I could go forth and finish school. Maybe I should, you know, try to start my own business so that, you know, maybe, you know, if you have children, say, you know, maybe my child could take over when I'm older. I could pass it down to the next generation. I always wanted that. I always said to myself, I said, I wish my parents had a business. I mean, come on. I've seen, you know, other kids' parents, they have businesses. When I was growing up, I've seen other kids' parents have businesses, and they would be like, oh, yeah, I'm working here for the summer. You know, and I used to be thinking to myself, I'm like, I really wish my parents or my uncle or my auntie or somebody had a business that I could work at, try to help me out. You know, and that's why I want to do it different. I want to break the cycle that's in my family. You know, they always say if you don't break that cycle, it's going to be a continuous cycle over and over and over again. And I want to break that cycle. I mean, me having my own business. My parents didn't have one, but you know what? I'm going to have one. You know why? Because they say you have to speak it into existence of what you want. And I speak everything that I want into existence. It may not come at that time. It's always on God's timing. I believe in that. And it's okay. You know, you have to appreciate the little things that you have now in life. You know, I might not have the family members that I want to help me or support me in what I'm doing now, which is hosting. You know, I tell some family, I'm like, come on, tune in. Listen, it's a great show. You know, some family members act like they, oh, yeah, that's nice. You know, okay, that's cool. You know, they act like they're too busy. So I'm like, okay. I remember that when you start your little business. I remember that. I'm be acting like I'm too busy too. But the point that I'm trying to make is you have to, you know, think about what really does make you happy. You really do. You really have to focus on what can benefit my future. You know, what can I fall back on if this job doesn't work out? You know, I feel like there's a difference between a job and a career. A job is just something you go to just to, you know, make money and continue to pay for the things that you want in life. A career is something that you are, you know, dedicating, you're investing your time in, and you're happy, you're motivated to do it every day, and then you tell others about it. Maybe you try to help others with your, you know, get somebody else joined into your business, you know, maybe because they like the certain talents that you have and you guys can work together and put your skills together and make something. That's what a career is, you know. I want a career. I honestly want many careers. I want to still do fashion. I used to go to BOCES when I was in high school, and I went from fashion design school. That was fun. You know, I still want to do that. I still want to still radio host when I have a chance. You know, there's many businesses I would want to do. I still want to get into acting if I have the time for that. Because, you know, you have to make time for things. When you're, you know, a mom, or if you're a dad, or, you know, anything that you're doing, you always have to make time. That's one thing I could say about career. You got to make time for the job, or, you know, if you start a business as your career, you always have to make time for that. Is whatever you can make time for that will truly make you happy. And I know in the future I would love for my daughter to be working at one of my stores, just to be, you know, so I could teach her how to save money, so I could teach her the life responsibilities, how it is to be an adult, you know. I would love it. But I know that it's going to take time and it's going to take work. It's the truth. You really do have to work hard for what you want in life. You really do. So whatever you start, anything, just pray about it. And you know, the best way to get to somebody too is motivate yourself. You know, if you're around an environment where it's always negative energy and negative people, you know what you got to do. You just got to remove yourself from those type of people, from that area. You just have to. Because if you don't, you're always going to be feeling like nothing's going to happen. And you don't want to feel that way. You just don't. Who wants to feel like they're not going to be successful in life? You know, who wants to feel that way? I know I don't. There's times that I do feel that way because, like I said, I was, you know, there were situations where I was around people that was just like, everything you said, they always have something negative to say behind it. Like, okay, say, for example, for college, and you'd be like, yeah, I think I want to go back to school and finish, and, you know, I just want to get this degree and, you know, get this major going, and they just be like, really? So where's the money for that? And, oh, what school? Oh, what major? Oh, what made you choose that? You know, it's just always like a negative question after one. You know, sometimes I just stop and stare at them like, really? Are you really going to just try to down my dreams, huh? Just because you didn't make your dream happen. Now you trying to make sure mine ain't happen. No, I don't think so. No, you not. Let me just end this conversation with you and keep it walking. That's what I'm going to do. I am serious. Like, this is a new year, and I am doing new things. I cannot be around people that's just always negative 24/7. You know, just like, they don't have no type of future goals. They're just living life. You know, oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. You know, you mentioned something that you're doing. They're just like, oh, that's nice. Oh, okay. They don't wish you no type of blessings. Like, oh, I hope that do work out for you. You know, oh, I'm just going to continue to pray that, you know, you do get back into school. That's what you're supposed to be hearing. When you say you want to go to school and you know, finish school, they should be motivating you. Like, you know what, you go ahead. You go, if you got to go get financial aid, you know what? I'm going to find out if this person can help you with it. You know, oh, what school you want to go to? Let's just go to the website. That's what they're supposed to do, motivate you. Oh, what kind of major you want to do? Well, you know, I found these courses online. You know, just give you, you know, information where you be like, okay, you know what, I'm going to do it. You know, they're supposed to motivate you. Because if they don't, like I said, you're going to be feeling like you can't do it. You're going to think it to yourself, oh, maybe she's right. Maybe I shouldn't finish school. Maybe she's right, you know, or they might say something slick like, oh, you know, you ain't smart enough for that major. You know, I might laugh it off and just play off what you just said. You just be looking at them like, I know you didn't just brush off what I just said. You know, or, for example, say if you want to move into your own apartment or house or a car. Maybe you wanted a car. Maybe you were tired of traveling and waiting on other people to pick you up. And you just mention it to, you know, one of your family members, and they just brush you up. Oh, well, what kind of car you say you wanted? How you expect to get that? You know, or, oh, why do you want to move? You know, they be hating if you want to move out of a certain neighborhood and you want to move into a different one. Why do you want to move? I feel all your family's here. No? Oh, what's going on? You know, you just be like, I just want to move. Maybe I'm not happy in this type of environment. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about maybe I'm tired of walking and waiting in the rain for the bus? Have you thought about maybe I'm tired of waiting for other people to pick me up because they're going to expect gas money? You know, come on. Let's be real. It's better to have your own. Like I said before, you feel good when you earn your own. When you earn something that you worked so hard to get, you're happy. You know, I know I was happy. When I first got my car, I was like, yes, this is it. I can, you know, get up and just go when I want to, when I feel like it. I don't have to wait for nobody. Let's just keep it moving, you know. Now the second thing I'm working on is the own place. That's what you got to work on. When you have, like, short-term and long-term goals, you have to work on what you want to do next. That was one of my short-term goals, to get me a car. I was like, no, I can't be having this. I have a daughter. I have things to do. You know, you think about, you know, your life. You think about what you want to do in life and what you need, what you got to do. You got to go out there, work hard for it. Or sometimes you be in situations where God can bless you with people that just help you. There's nothing wrong with that either. If you have a partner that's helping you, go ahead. It's your thing. I'm not knocking you for it. I've been there. It's nothing wrong with other people helping you, as long as that they don't try to throw it in your face when you get into an argument with them. That's what you don't want. You don't want people like, well, you remember when I helped you and I gave you money, you never returned it back. You know, you don't need all that, because then that's just a problem. You know, you'd be thinking to yourself, oh, wow, maybe I should have never let this person help me. I thought they were, you know, just supporting me. Now I see that they was just helping me just to say they helping me. So they could tell other people, yeah, I helped her. I helped her get the car, or I helped her get that apartment. You know, you'd be like, wow, okay, you just bragging. Calm down. You know, sometimes people just be taking it to the head, just bragging, just to be bragging, just say they have bragging rights, or just to say that they have money. You just want to show it off. That's not the way to do it. No. But yeah, you have to realize when you don't have certain family members that. I'm telling you, you just got to get yourself away from those type of people. I know it might be sad, you know, maybe it's your favorite aunt, or maybe it's your favorite cousin, or, you know, maybe it's your parents, you know, whoever it is, it's reality. You really do have to remove yourself from that situation, because if you don't, you're really going to get, like, as time goes by, year after year after year after year, it's going to be the same cycle where you are going to be around people that are just not doing anything, and they just going to look at you and judge you the way you're living your life, and you can't worry about that. You just can't. I learned now, I'm starting to learn, I'm like, I just can't worry about what people think. You really can't. Because at the end of the day, they're going to judge you regardless, whether you're doing something or you're not. They're still going to talk about you. You might not think so, but they still are. Believe me. You have to, you know, that's another thing I hate about certain family members. They want to talk about you to other family members and thinking that that you're not going to find out. And then, like I said, when you try to approach them to talk to them about it, they pretend that they don't know. Like, oh, what? I don't remember that. Oh, who told you that? I said that about you? Yeah, you know you said it. No, you know, I don't like that. When people be trying to front, like, oh, I did? I don't remember. You remember. You remember because obviously it would have never, that whole info of you talking about me would have never came back to me. So obviously you knew what you said, and you knew you should have never said it to this person, knowing that they were going to come back and tell me anyway. You know, I don't like family members like that. They just, they act when they see you, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, they want to get on to your business and try to get as much info out of you as possible so that they could go tell the next family member about what they think and how they feel about you. You know, no, we don't have time for that. Life is too short. You have to move on. If you guys have any questions or comments, let me know. I'm here. I want to hear what you're going through.
Fear?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Okay, this is Evangelist Bell. How you doing, babe? I was listening to you saying about the family members and about how people, they don't seem to be happy for you. I think this happens in all families. There's some,
yeah.
There's somebody in there that is jealous, that they don't want you because you are moving up the ladder. They would prefer to see you down the ladder than up the ladder. And they, it becomes the thing is, I guess they wonder, well, how can she get up there? Not realizing and understand that they can do the same thing that you can do if they would stop, if they would put their mind to it. Even in my family, there is jealousy. There is people that speak to one another, people that feel like they're better than this one or better than the other one. But I thank God that I learned how not to worry about them. And just like you said, I get so that I don't let them become a part of me. Because, see,
that's right.
I let them latch on to me, then I will become a part of them. And I will not become a part of negativity. And, see, I try to push myself away from negative people, because negative people don't do anything but pass that stuff and that bad spirit onto you. So I try to take myself away. And I thank God because I've learned how to turn it over and to give it to him. I don't worry. I used to worry one time about how people thought about me. I really don't care. I really don't care. As long as God thinks about me, all I worry about is how he feels about me and what he cares. I don't care about the next one because, see, somebody is not going to like you. They're not going to. And you ask why they treat you the way they do. They couldn't tell you. But that's just human nature. So I keep it moving. I keep right on going, doing what I have to do. And hey, if you want to stay in the rut you're in, then God bless you, you stay there. But I will not. My thing has always been, I am not going to wallow down in the gutter with you because you want to stay there.
Exactly.
I'm going to move myself on up the ladder as high as God will let me go. If you can't up there, then I'm not coming back down there with you. Only thing I can do is pray for you, and I just keep it moving. But you have a good topic tonight, and I just wanted to tell you, not going to hold you up here, that I've been listening since you came on, and God is working in you. And see, you know the enemy is jealous, okay? the enemy is jealous, and he gets in everything close to us and those that we think are close to us. And that's what he latches on to, and to make it seem like we're not doing anything. But you keep on doing what you're doing and whatnot, because, see, as you keep on moving up the ladder, God is steady moving and elevating you. You continue to do what he has for you to do, and you have a
Thank
blessed
you.
Night.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bell. I appreciate that. It's true. You do. You have to do what makes you happy, and like you said, remove yourself from those type of people. And I'm going to continue praying that God will help us. Help us all. I want us to
Amen.
All make it. I really do. I've never been that type of person to, like I said, we all have our own talent. You know, God gives everybody a talent. You may not know it at the time, what you really want to do. You know, it takes time to figure out what you really want to do to motivate you, to make you happy. And I've never been, growing up in high school, I remember, I've never been the type to be like, oh, I need to sit with the cool kids, or I need to sit with the nerds. Like, I always wanted to sit with everybody. It was never, none of this segregated, you know. I remember in high school, it was always segregated. Oh, you sit with the cool kids, you sit with the football players, you sit with, you know, it was just like, come on. Everybody should sit together, everybody should try to get along and help one another. But obviously, it's not like that in the world sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes. I do feel like that people do be jealous about what you want to do. When you're focused on something, they do get jealous because they're sitting in the same rut, like you said. Yep, I believe that. Thank you so much, Ms. Bell, for saying that.
You're welcome,
Thank
babe.
Thank you for your comment. Yeah, as you guys heard, it's true. It's true. People that don't want to see you make it, it's because they didn't have their time, and they feel like now is their time to tell you, oh, yeah, you can't make it either. Like, no. No. You can't be telling me when it's my time to shine. If God is helping me get, you know, a certain point in my life, and he's noticing, you know, what I want to do, he's going to take me there regardless of what you like and how you feel about it. He's going to bless the ones that he wants to see make it. You know, and it takes a lot of work and motivation skills to really stay focused. Because, as I mentioned, when you don't have family, it's hard sometimes. But you know what? You just have to keep it moving. You have to. Or you're going to be miserable. Thinking about it, sitting around and crying, you know, that helps too. It does help. That's what I had to do too. I had to sit around and, you know, there was times I cried and I said, God, you know, just please help me. Give me the strength to get through this, you know, because it's like, what more can you do? What more can you do but pray and just let go and let God deal with those people? That's what you have to do. That's how I feel. You really do have to just let go and let. I'm going to take it to commercial, guys. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine on something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and left on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can take it. There's no place where could it go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I'm
cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Put your head on the path, I'll be counting for you too. You just gotta be strong.
This is the Gail Show, coming live from Blog Talk Radio. You're now listening to the host, Deyara, tonight. I was talking about my topic, if you're just now tuning in, how to deal with unsupportive family members. As I said before, I realized there's nothing that I can do. I wish I could do more, but it's like, you know how when you try to make an attempt to, see someone in your family, because, like I said, you want to talk to them about feeling and how you felt like they didn't support you and you want to know why, especially if you've been supporting their dreams, I guess I just felt like I'm not going to make any more attempts. I'm done with that. I'm done trying to make others happy when I'm not even happy. You have to always think about for you. You have to think about you, what you want. Because, like I said before, you're going to be miserable and stressed and depressed, all worried about how this one is treating you or have they treated you, wrong in the past, and they're probably going on with their lives. Like I said, they're probably going on to work, they're probably going to get ice cream, they're probably going to movies, they're enjoying their time with their partner. They're not really thinking about how we're feeling, It's sad to say, but it's the truth. Sometimes family members just don't care. They just don't have no tendency to really care about what you're doing or what your struggles is like. I have certain family members that just call you up just to tell you about their issues. you know, and they don't even want to talk about what you're going through. You know, they always have to play like they're the victim, like, oh, everything is on me, and I got to pay this, and I got to do this. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what, I got to do stuff too. What you saying? You know, what's going on? You know, you're not the only one in the world that has, you know, life situations that you wish was different. I have situations too. You know, we living in the same world where we just have to figure out how to survive in it. You know, like, come on, let's be real. And I'm like family members like that. I'm like family members that just call you to complain about their issues and complain about what they need and what they want. And then you're just sitting at the end of the line, you're over here just listening like, oh, okay, wow, really? You know, you're just saying things, and I just be sitting in my, I'll be thinking to myself, I'll be like, I do not want to talk to this person. I just don't. How are you helping me? Just think about it. How are they helping you? You know, it's crazy when you want certain advice from certain family members and you don't get it. You just don't get it. They feel like they don't have time for you, or you're just not that important to them to even their time into helping you with whatever you got going on successful, you know. They just feel like they don't have time. So you know what you have to do. You have to pretend like you don't have time either. Focus on, like I said, once you start focusing on the career that makes you happy, watch and see how everybody change. Watch. You know, when you're focused on going to school and work, you know, people always tend to think that you don't care about them. Oh, you don't care about me because you don't even call me. You don't even come by no more. I am busy. What is you talking about? What can I possibly do? I am busy. If I'm focused on trying to better my life, you know, after I'm done getting what I want, yeah, I'll sure make time because I have enough money to relax and go visit people and, you know, have fun times and whatever you want, quality time. I'll have the time once I'm settled in what I want. You know, sometimes people don't understand that. Some people don't understand that at all. And you just have to really remove yourself from the situation. You just have to. Because if you don't, like I said, you'll grow up as year after year with the same cycle of being unhappy, being miserable. You know, like one of the ladies had mentioned, it does. When you have negative vibes around, it does jump on you. It really does. I believe in those type of negative spirits. It can jump on you. It really can. You know, you start to sit around people like that that's always talking about people, gossiping all the time, and, you know, just doing unnecessary stuff. Like, they just, you know, they're not even giving you any type of positive advice on anything. You know, every time you see them, it's always something bad. Like, oh, yeah, I had to do this, and, oh, guess what happened? Nah, nah, nah. You just be like, oh, God, here we go. Here we go with the drama. What is it now? You know, you don't want to be bothered with that. You just don't. Who wants to be bothered with that type of situation all the time? You know, I know. And there's a point in your life where you get tired of that. There has to be. Honestly, I don't know how people, you know, could put up with it for so many years. I don't even know how certain people did it. I don't understand that. I don't see how you could just sit around people for year after year just thinking that it's going to get better and knowing it's not. You know, I can't do that. I can't continue to sit around people that are just negative about every single thing. Like, anything you mention is just like a negative comment, a negative question. You'd be like, whoa. Mm-mm. Let me just, no. I tend to just walk away and just move on. You have to. You really do, because I'm telling you, you don't want to be where I was. I was just, you know, stressed, and I'm thinking about, you know, what this person did to me, and I'm over here you know, crying my eyes out and just sitting around thinking, like, what did I possibly do wrong? You know, you be thinking about what did you do wrong, what can you do to improve the, you know, the relationship that you have with them. And I just thought to myself, I said, you know what, forget it. God is going to handle it. I'm going to pray for them and love them from a distance. Sometimes that is what you have to do with certain family members. Sometimes you cannot see, you know, them all the time. You just can't. You can't. Sometimes you have to, you know, have your me time. You really do. You really have to enjoy your me time. And like I said, if you want to focus on your career or what's going to make you happy, whatever, you're hustling on your job to do what you got to do, go ahead. Do not worry about what they say. Oh, you don't have time for me, and then you ain't doing this, and oh, what's going on, and why are you always, you know, not answering my calls, or why you can't visit? You know, come on. Because I'm busy doing me. I'm busy making myself happy, which you should be doing yourself. That's how you got to think of it. They should be making themselves happy. They should be making themselves proud. They should be doing stuff to keep them busy and motivated. You know, if you're doing the same thing, that's what they should be doing too. But it's a sad situation when sometimes they don't want to see you happy. Some family members they enjoy. It's like when you have like sad news or anything that happened in your life that's tragic. It's like some of them enjoy it. It's like they enjoy that pleasure of seeing you sad. You know, I just feel like that's a sick minded person. Any family member that you ever seen that you guys, maybe you got into an altercation with anybody, you know, and they were just like, oh, wow, that happened? Oh, you know, well, I guess it was meant. Like, you know, they say something that just, you know, that just really pissed you off, then you know there's something wrong with them. That's not good when you just tell, you know, when you tell your situation with certain family members, they just loving it. They just like, oh, wow. Ooh, yeah. You know, they get all excited because they're seeing you at your lowest point in your life. And they think that's nice. They think that's funny, or they think it's entertaining for them. You know, that's why people always tend to smile, because you don't want somebody to see you mad and upset. You don't want people seeing you that way. And that's why I see why certain people always smiling all the time, just to cover up their true feelings. And I've been a witness of that. I've done that in the past too. Just, you know, you smile every time you see people. Yeah, I'm doing good. What's going on with you? Hi. Yeah, I'm fine. You know, sometimes they don't want to see you that way. They don't want to see you happy, and it's sad. It's sad when certain family members, they just don't. They be like, what's she happy about? What's going on in her life that's making her so happy? Because I'm over here, I'm mad, and I'm upset about my life, and I wish I had what she had. You know, they just over here just wishing all bad against you, and you don't even know it. You know, sometimes you don't even know that you're around a person like that. But me, I do. I observe everything. I can tell when people, just by the comments, sometimes you got to be able to figure it out. When somebody is throwing, you know, mean comments your way or just saying rude things to you that you don't like, you have to figure it out. You got to think to yourself, wait a minute, what is going on with this person? Is it because they're mad because their situation didn't get better? Is that what it is? Okay, you know what? I know what I got to do. I got to stop talking to this person. Or I got to, like I said, love them from a distance. I just got to, you know, maybe see them on holiday occasions. You know, maybe it's, you know, maybe I don't need to see them like I used to. You know, maybe you should see this person, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Maybe you need to limit it down to maybe once a week where, you know, you don't have to put up with that. Who wants to put up with somebody that's always mad and complaining and you know, just jealous and envious towards what you're doing? Nobody wants to put up with that. I know I wouldn't.
I know I would not want to put up with nobody like that. No. No. That's just not me. I've never been that type of person that enjoy hearing bad news. Oh, wow. She don't have a car no more. Oh, she don't have her house no more. Yeah, that business you started is not even working out for you. You had to shut it down. Like, no, that's just mean. You know, and people actually think that you're going to get blessed by acting that way. You're not. You're not. So if you are the type of person that is doing that to other people, God is watching, honey. He's watching. And let me let you know, like I said, that saying, what goes around comes around. When you're acting mean and hateful to somebody and jealous, don't be thinking that it's not going to come back to you, because it will. It will. It will hit, what? It'll bite you right back in that butt. So I suggest you stop acting that way. You know, I'm hoping that the listeners in the chat room, people that I have, I hope they don't be doing stuff like that. I'm letting you know, don't do that. That's not nice. Maybe you know, people didn't, you know, around you didn't teach you or taught you that it wasn't nice to do that, but it really isn't. That's not cool to be hating and being mean towards others because they have something that you want. You know, that's why I feel like people hate. Because you have something that they want to do, or you have something that they want in their lives, and they just can't have it at that moment. You know, we all have moments in our lives where it's our time to do what we got to do. You're going to have that moment where you feel like, this is my time to shine. I've been waiting on everybody else. I've been supporting everybody else. So now it's my time, and I'm going to do what's best for me. Forget what everybody else thinking. Forget how you feel. I'm going to do me. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been doing me. You have to make yourself happy. Because if you don't, you'll drive yourself crazy or you'll drive yourself to death. That's what's going to happen next. I don't know if you guys be doing some research, but you should. Do research on how depression and stress can really make you, you know, your life, you know, in jeopardy. It really could. Because, like I said, it takes you to those moments where you feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be alive. Maybe I should just give up. You know, you don't want to feel that way. You don't want to take it to that moment, into a mental state of mind, you know, where you feel like, oh, nobody's going to care if I die. No, don't feel that way. God has you here for a purpose and a reason. And you just have to believe in yourself that it will get better, that you will have better days. Speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. That's what I do every day. I say, today I'm going to have a good day. Today is going to be a great day. You know, or, you know, if you're going to a job interview, I'm going to get this job. I've been waiting, guys. You know my situation. You know what I need to pay for. I am going to get this job. I need to make some money, God. You know. You know, you got to talk. You got to really motivate yourself. If you don't have people around you motivating, you know what? Then that means that you have to motivate yourself. Just forget about it. Just forget about other people. Don't worry about other people. You know what you have to worry about? Yourself. And you sometimes have to motivate yourself. You just have to. You know, whatever, with a car. You want a car, whatever. You know what? I'm going to save up this money. I'm going to get this car. I'm going to get this car. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from getting it. You know, maybe you want a new place. Whatever it is that you want, you speak it. You have to speak it into existence, even if you have to write it down. They said it also helps when you write down your short-term and your long-term goals. Say, I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to try to accomplish this within the next 3 months, or I'm going to try to accomplish this within the next 6 months. You know, just think about what makes you happy in life. You have to do that. Because if you don't, you're just going to be all over the place. You're just going to be thinking, oh, you know what, maybe I can't do it. Oh, you're going to be doubting yourself. Don't doubt yourself. You can't. You really can't. I realize that it's just, it's stupid to really doubt yourself before you try it. You know, like, say you do try it and it doesn't work out, okay. Then you could say, you know what, no, this is not going to work out. I'm going to try something else. But if you haven't tried it yet and you already doubting yourself before you even make that step or process into doing it, don't, come on. You didn't even give yourself an opportunity to try it out, to see how you like it, to see how, you know, it's going to work out. Don't doubt yourself at the beginning. Don't do that. Let's see. I was going to talk about what you can do, okay, with the family. Okay, if you have communication difficulties or lack of family support, you know, there's stuff that you can do. There's solutions that you can do. You can communicate, which is mean, you know, focus, like I said, focus on what you want and need, and don't just blame other people for, you know, your choices. Don't do that. It's not good. When you blame others, like, oh, the reason why I'm this way is because of this, and, oh, this, no. I feel like you make your decisions. You really do. At the end of the day, think about it. You decide who you want to be in your life. You decide what you want to have in your life. Think about that. What else they said? Don't wait, touch the most. Yeah, what you can do for solutions too, like I said before, accept it and move on. Your family may never become the support system that you want, no matter what you do or say. Don't expect from somebody what they really can't give you. The attitude can be emotional, liberating, but above all, don't blame yourself for your family's lack of support. That's right. You can't. You cannot blame yourself. It is not your fault that your family does not want to support you. It is not your fault. Don't think it's your fault. Like, oh, maybe because I'm not doing this a certain way, maybe because they don't like this. No. You have to be yourself at all times. Don't change who you are for, you know, to make somebody else happy. If you want to change, change for you. You know, they also say you can get counseling. You know, if you can't let go of your expectations no matter what you do, discuss your feelings with a counselor in order for you to get help moving past this difficult situation. Yeah, you can. You can. You can get counseling. You can also find other support in many other people. It says, like I said before, it says the best support comes not from family but friends. Yes, it's the truth. You do. Sometimes you have to vent how you feel to your friends. Like if you have your closest friends that you talk to, you know, on a daily basis, and it feels good when you could just let them know how you're feeling, and they can be there to motivate you. You know, like I said, I have some really good friends that I consider family. I really do, because I felt like, you know, I don't really have too many family members that really want to see you make it in life. It's sad to say, but it's the truth. When you don't have family that you would want to actually support you and they don't, you just tend to talk to your friends, you know. It says maximize your time with those who respect you and support you and your child. Oh, yes, that's definitely important. If you have children, your mom or dad, it's important that you have people that motivate you and be an inspiration to you and your child. It's true. You're right. That's true. I was reading something on a website. Support can also be found in church communities, support groups. Yeah. And the best solution to do is to focus on the positive. You know, you have to accept it, what they can offer and what they cannot offer. In the meantime, focus on positive aspects of your life while taking steps to, you know, to also insulate yourself from the negative. That's right. It's true. You really do. You have to focus on the positive. As I said before, you know, I want to focus on appreciating the little things that I do have in life. You know, I do. I take the time to really thank God. That's what you have to do. You have to really take the time to think, even if you don't believe in God, just take the time to thank whoever you believe in for what you have. Thank him for what you have at that moment. You know, think about everything that is good that you have. And then you think about everything that's negative that you also have surrounding your life. What you can do is try to change it. Try. Don't doubt yourself. You know, like I said, if you want to remove negative people from, you know, your life, you have to change it. You just have to. There's a lot you can do. Either you can stop visiting them. You know, you could be ignoring their calls. Whatever you got to do to focus on just you, you know, because it'll make you feel like a weight lifted off your shoulder. I never forget when, because like I said, I have certain family members that just call you with all their issues and all their problems, and they always feel like a victim. And I remember when I was just like, I was at a point where I was like, listen, I'm not going to be putting up with this every time. Every time she calls, it's always this and that and what she wants and how she's going through this and that. And she's thinking that I don't have issues in my life. Are you kidding me? I'm an adult just like you. So I knew what I had to do. I had to stop seeing that person. I had to not be involved. When I had got a new phone, I was like, oh, new number. Woo-hoo. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You just have to. I felt like a whole bunch of weight was lifted off my shoulders because knowing that that person cannot be involved in your life anymore, it felt good. I felt good. Yes, it was a family member, like I said, but so what? Sometimes you just have to let go. You got to keep it moving. You just have to. I thought, what have I gained from by this person calling me all the time and complaining about what's going on? And I haven't gained anything from it at all. What have you benefited to my life? What can you do to help me in my future? You know, you got to sit and think about what you're doing, what you're allowing. You know, sometimes we allow people to take advantage of us because we're being nice. You know, sometimes we just want to be nice. Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna help them out, and you know, I'm just doing a good deed. And then you wind up doing a good deed, and sometimes you feel like, wow, I did all this for nothing because this person they betrayed me. They're not even loyal to me like I thought. You know, you gotta really think. As you get older, we're supposed to get wiser, not dumber. You have to become wiser. You got to think about what you're doing at that time and in your moment in life. You have to really think about a lot of stuff. You have to. You got to be thinking. See, I thought to myself, I'm like, this person been getting on my nerves and complaining about what they're going through and, you know, and what, you know, what they want from me, money, whatever it was. I was just like, oh God, I can't deal with this. I cannot. I started praying. I said, God, please remove all the negative people in my household that I don't want. Move away from my life. Move it. And you know, it happened. You have to. I felt so much better. I was like, yes, I don't have to hear that nonsense no more. I don't got to worry about them begging me for money. You know, you feel good. You know, it's a good feeling when you can let loose of the negative people, like I said, the negative energy, you know, that you don't want surrounding your life. It felt good. So you guys, focus on that. Focus on what makes you happy. I'm coming to the end of my show, unfortunately. It was so fun. I mean, if anybody have any questions or comments, I'll listen. I'll chat with you. Let me know how you feel. But if anybody don't, I was gonna say, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I just hope that you, by you hearing, you know, how I feel and what I'm going through, maybe I can motivate you to do it, where you don't have to be afraid. You don't. Don't be afraid to be you. Like I said, you have to make sure whatever you do in life is your decision. You choose who you want in your life. You choose who you don't want in your life. You can choose who, you know, what to do in life, and you can choose what not to do in life. You really could. It all begins with you. When you wake up in the morning, whatever decision you make throughout that day, it's you. If you're doing something that you don't want to do, then you have to change it. You can't complain about it. You got to change it. That's one thing, you know, some of us do. I do it all the time. You know, I be complaining about this, that, and that, and I'm like, wait a minute. Let me figure out. You got to figure out the solution to make it better. Sometimes, you know, your plan A solution is not going to work out. Sometimes you got to move on to plan B and plan C and plan D, plan E. You always got to have, like, a backup plan for when certain situations doesn't work out the first time. You know, that's how I feel about life. And like I said, you have to believe that your good days will outweigh your bad days. You have to believe that. Don't doubt yourself unless you try it. You know, don't be thinking, oh, it's not going to work out if I do this, so let me just not even do it. No. Step out. Step outside the box. Do something different. It's a new year. Do a new change. Do new things. Don't worry about what people think. They're gonna hate even more. You know, I just feel like it's regardless. Like one of my callers has said tonight, everybody's not gonna always like you. You cannot please everybody in the world. You have to think about that. Everybody's not gonna like me, but so what? You know, am I going to go around here stressing myself out if, you know, a certain family member don't like me or don't want to speak to me? No. Nope. No, I'm not. Because if you know in your heart that you're not wrong, you have to know that in your heart. You have to know, you know, like whatever situation happened between you and your family, you have to know, like in your heart, I know I didn't do nothing wrong, so, you know, you just think it to yourself, I have no reason why this person would be upset with me. But, you know, if you know in your heart you didn't do nothing wrong, then, you know, move on. Move on with your life. I know in my heart I didn't do nothing wrong. I explained to you what happened. What? Person was begging me for money and calling me up and complaining about their situations all the time. It was never to check on to see how me and my daughter was doing about them. And I got tired of it. So, like I said, do I feel bad about changing my number and getting a new phone? No. No. I needed a new phone. So, no. Nope. You cannot feel bad. So do what you have to do to make you happy. I'm hoping that you guys will take into consideration about writing down your short-term and your long-term goals so you can figure out your talent, figure out what's your next step in life, what's your next process. So you guys, think about that. Think about that. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Gail Show. We really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I everyone have anyone on the show, just call the number 516-410-4875. If you would like to be a guest or anybody you would know that want to be a guest on the show, let us know. This is Sierra logging out, blogtalkradio.com, coming from Long Island, New York. And you guys have a great weekend. And remember, don't hate, motivate. Be more encouraged, not discouraged. Thank you, guys. Good night.